Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you today?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well.
All right. And so today we're going to be talking about sun safety and being safe when you're out in the sun.
That's right. Of course, summer is here. We feel the heat and many people are probably out in the sun, going to the pool. Many people work out in the sun. And I think it's important to always remind people, remind each other of the importance of sun safety to prevent sunburns. And so I want to share some tips with listeners this morning. The first one is to keep babies younger than 6 months out of direct sunlight. So find shade under a tree, an umbrella, or the stroller canopy. When possible, dress yourself and, of course, young children in cool, comfortable clothing that covers the body, such as lightweight cotton pants, a long-sleeve shirt, and hat. And I know this sounds counterintuitive because it's so hot and you do not want to cover yourself more than maybe you have to, but again, it's because we're protecting ourselves from those UV rays. Sweat clothes made with tight weave, and they protect better than clothes with a looser weave. If you're not sure how tight a fabric sleeve is, hold it up and see how much light shines through it. Of course, the less light, the better. Or you can look for the protective clothing label with an ultraviolet protection factor. And now we can find many of those clothing that is made with a UPV in it. Also wear a hat with an all-around 3-inch brim, and that will shield your face as well as your ears and the back of the neck. Try to limit sun exposure between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. when the UV rays are the strongest. Also think about your eyes, and so wear sunglasses with at least 99% UV protection. And look for youth-sized sunglasses with UV protection for your children. Use sunscreen. And I know this is something that I haven't always done, but we know it's so very important to protect ourselves, protect our children as well. So use a sunscreen that says broad spectrum on the label, and that means it will screen out both the UVB and UVA rays. Use a broad spectrum sunscreen with a sun protection factor of at least 15, and an SPF of 15 or 30 should be fine for most people. So again, make sure that you're using sunscreen with at least a SPF of 15. Also, make sure you check the label, because if you have some sunscreen from last year, it may have expired. So make sure you check that. Also, if possible, avoid the sunscreen ingredient oxybenzone because of concerns about mild hormonal properties. And remember, though, it's important to take steps to prevent sunburn. So using any sunscreen is better than not using it, sunscreen at all. And then for sensitive areas of the body, such as the nose, the cheeks, the top of the ears, and the shoulders, choose a sunscreen with zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. And of course, these are the products that may stay visible on the skin after you rub them in, but some of them come in some fun colors for children to enjoy. Just a few more things about applying sunscreen. Of course, use enough to cover all exposed areas, especially your face, nose, ears, feet, hands, and even the back of the knees. Rub it in well. Put sunscreen on 15 to 30 minutes before going outdoors because it needs time to absorb in the skin. And, of course, use any sunscreen anytime you or your child spend time outdoors. And remember that you can get sunburn even on cloudy days because up to 80% of the sun's UV rays can get through the clouds. Reapply the sunscreen every 2 hours and after swimming, sweating, or drying off with a towel. So use a generous amount, and no matter if you're out, again, at the pool, spending time on the lake, you work out in the sun on a daily basis, apply sunscreen, and continue to reapply it every 2 hours.
All right, some good information there. Thank you, Rebecca. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Mayor DeZine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.